Indiana.
It's interesting. The Indiana Chamber has been accused periodically of trying to drive everybody into a bachelor's degree, and nothing could be further from the truth. First we said we need everyone to be prepared for higher education, and then people equated that to four-year degree. So then we started using the term post-secondary education, hoping that people would start to understand, no, we're also talking about associate's degrees and also employer-recognized certificates. But then we started using that term, and everyone's using it, and so now they just equate it with higher ed, and they still see it as a four-year degree. So this is another message that we're having a hard time getting across, that when we and others say that we need everyone to be prepared for post-secondary education, that includes an associate's degree or an employer-recognized certificate. I would say our employers are screaming most loudly right now for those associate's degrees. I've been looking for an economic analysis of this, and I haven't found one yet. But I'm sure there is some general model for every engineer that you have, four-year degree engineer, you've got to have a certain number of technicians or associate's degrees or certificates below them. And I don't know if it's 10 to 1 or 8 to 1 or whatever it is. But our state does okay. I mean, we're still behind the country in our bachelor's degrees, but we're making progress there. Where we are really behind and making very little progress is on our associate's degrees. We are behind even the Midwest. The Midwest, the kinds of jobs that we have in the Midwest demand a greater number of associate's degrees. But we're behind both the Midwest and the country, despite an economy that demands associate's degrees. So we just put out a report looking at the performance of our higher education institutions in the state. And as part of that, we weighted the degrees that they produce based on their earnings power. And this wasn't the purpose of the report, but one of the things that we found out was that if you get an associate's degree in a STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math, you can make, on average, 40% more than an average bachelor's degree. If you get a certificate even in a health field, if you get an associate's degree even in a health field, you will make on average more than a bachelor's degree. So, I mean, there is great demand out there for associate's degrees and for certificates. I mean, they're paying better in a lot of cases than bachelor's degrees.